Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I detailed how the International Monetary Fund is in the process of approving the Chinese yuan currency to become part of the IMF's special drawing rights. Then I shared the prediction that once this change occurs, at least $1 trillion worth of central bank reserves, now held mostly in U.S. dollars, would be converted into Chinese assets. Well, what are special drawing rights, and what will the change mean to your finances? Under the Bretton Woods Agreement in 1944, central banks picked gold and the U.S. dollar as ultimate reserve currencies. When gold appreciated against currencies in the late 1960s, a multi-government cartel was created to suppress gold's rise. This attempted manipulation failed. In 1969, the IMF established special drawing rights for central banks to hold in their reserves in place of gold. SDRs would be an available credit source to prop up currencies. They were little used for this purpose. As a consequence, SDRs have primarily represented an intergovernmental unit of account. The dollar currently carries a 41.9% weighting in the SDR. When the yuan is added to the SDR next year, this percentage will almost certainly decline. That change will encourage the world's central banks to carry more of their reserves in Chinese assets and less U.S. dollars in treasury debt. Central banks will dispose of hundreds of billions of U.S. assets by repatriating them to the U.S. Treasury for goods, services, and other assets. This will create a huge cash flow problem in Washington. Going forward, the outcome will be higher debt and rising interest costs. As the world's largest debtor, the U.S. government's budget deficits will mount. Almost certainly, the Treasury will crank up the currency printing presses. This will lead to accelerating consumer price increases. Ultimately, those who will suffer most when the Chinese yuan becomes part of the SDR are people who use U.S. dollars and hold dollar-denominated stocks, bonds, and bank accounts. Among those most likely to fare best are owners of tangible assets like physical gold and silver. What are you going to do? That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.